Good morning. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. This is Guelph's community radio station, 93.3 FM, and this is the show Family Matters. And we're here most Sunday mornings on CFRU. The last couple of Sundays I've been taking a break from Family Matters. But most Sunday mornings we talk about the joys and challenges of family life. Parents, children, and other guests share their personal stories and wisdom to inform and inspire us all to support our kids and ourselves. And if you have any questions about this particular show, you can reach me at wendy@compassionatesolutions.ca. You can visit our blog at www.cfrufamily.wordpress.com. And you can also visit the CFRU website at cfru.ca. This morning we have two special guests in the studio. For those of you that don't know, CFRU has a funding drive going on this week and next week. It's called Raise Your Voice. And at any time during the show, we have a lady who is helping us out. Her name is Sarah, and she is standing by the phones to collect donations for the show. So please give us a call at 519-837-CFRU. That's 519-837-2378 at any time to donate to this radio station. It keeps us on the air because we're all volunteer programmers. It also will help us to build a new website, get some new equipment so that we can go out in the field and do recordings and keep our station running. So this morning we've got a couple of guests coming. They've come in to talk to us about topics that are of particular interest to listeners to Family Matters. We're going to talk a little bit about what it's like to come into a family, to have a relationship with someone who has children when you haven't had the experience of being a stepmom before, what that's like. And we're also going to talk about listening, because listening comes up a lot in most of our shows. So first I'm going to introduce my guests, then we're going to do a little talking, and throughout the whole show, please feel free to call us at 519-837-CFRU or 519-837-2378 to donate to the show. So I'm going to first of all introduce Rebecca. Rebecca, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely, Wendy. Good morning. And good morning. I have not had the joys of a coffee yet, but I can eloquently tell you a very short blurb about myself. I've lived in Guelph now for about 2 years. I have a degree in history. I'm interested in health matters, and I'm also, I hope, an accomplished public speaker by this point in my life, but the fact is there is always room for improvement, and I am very interested in being a part of our community and doing whatever it is to become involved. And also, as you've said, I'm fairly new to this whole step-parenting game, and I'm very much enjoying the challenges and the joys of it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for coming on the show. And Isabel Hershaw is also on the show this morning. She is a professional speaker, and she does keynotes, workshops, seminars, and coaching on speaking. And she's here this morning to talk about listening. And Isabel, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, Wendy. My name is Isabel Hershaw. I am a mother, I'm a grandmother, and I'm a friend. I have done so many different things over my years. I've been president of Canadian Red Cross. I've also started many clinics. I'm presently very, very interested in young people. I find that the communications with young people is so vital in this community and all over the world. So please have a good morning and listen, and let us all have fun.
Super. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today. And for folks who are just tuning in, the show is Family Matters on CFRU 93.3 FM. And this weekend and next weekend, we have a funding drive. For folks who are just calling in, we have some really neat prizes, gifts. If you donate on the show, please call in 519-837-CFRU. If you donate $175, not only will all of us do a happy dance here in the studio, but you'll also get an initial consultation with Alexandra Verge from Kura Naturopathic Clinic, which is valued at $160. So that's a gift that we have to offer. And if you pledge $20, you'll get a DVD called That All May Be Read. And, of course, I have a ton of soft frisbees that a friend of mine donated from the CIBC at Clare and Gordon. And so these, honestly, we've tried these at home. My kids have been throwing these around at home, so I can attest that no one's gotten hurt, as far as I know. So they're great for families. So, and everyone who pledges can get one of those. We've got enough for those. So let's begin. Rebecca, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about what it's been like to become a stepmom. And because you haven't been, you're not a birth mother, is that correct?
I am not a birth mother.
So tell me about that.
Well, a number of years ago, I realized that my life was relatively shallow, and I admit I've lived a fairly selfish existence. I never had the desire to have children of my own. But as I got older, and I'm not going to tell you all just how old I am, but let's just say that I'm not in my 20s anymore. And I realized, am I going to go the rest of my life without a family? And at that point, I realized that the absence of children in my life was definitely something that I was regretting. But the fact is that I did not regret it enough to actively seek parenthood biologically. And for me, the perfect solution was to find an established family and become a part of it. In my past, I did have a relationship with a man with two young daughters. It was a challenge and it had its trials and tribulations. But near the close of it, I realized that it had been a fantastic learning experience for me. Recently, within the past year, I've become involved with someone who does have two young children, but the added challenge of having them be two young boys. He does not have them all of the time. He's got them half the time. But the fact is, here is a woman, myself, who does not have children, who is now involved with someone with children who like hockey, who like playing in the dirt, who like trucks and Transformers and Tony Hawk on the PS. And I have no idea how to relate to any of this. And I've had to come up with my own ways of integrating myself into this family and finding commonality. And I think the commonality aspect of it has been one of the greatest challenges, because I want them to love me and relate to me, and I want to love and relate to them. But where do I do this, and how do I do this? What I've found is that there are a number of challenges that I've found in this family. One of the challenges has been the fact that I'm a near raw foodist, and I'm involved with a family of children who eat Lucky Charms and who definitely do not follow the dietary principles that I do. And at the same time, I have to cook this food for them and feed them this non-food. And I have to realize that I have to respect what's been going on in this family before I came along. It's not up to me to change what's going on. It's up to me to respect and to communicate and to integrate myself without voicing a strong opinion, but rather coming to terms with the fact that I am the one who is new and I need to be comfortable with the pre-existing conditions. One of the other things that I found challenging has been the talk back and the communication, or rather sometimes the lack thereof. And rather than getting angry or upset, sometimes I just have to take a step back and listen take a few breaths before I jump in and realize there was already a pre-existing communication style here. I can't just jump all over it. Sometimes I have to sit down and think about it. Take a few breaths, think, how am I going to deal with this? And usually it has to be done in a patient and loving manner because these children are young. They're 4 and 6. You have to relate to children of that age in a different way than, let's say, for example, if they were prepubescent or if they were teenagers or young adults. It's a completely different form of communication. And the fact is, children fight. I'm not used to children who fight and kick each other, but what I realize is that my sister and I at that age, we punched, we kicked each other. It's normal behavior. So many times, people look at children, and the first thought that might go through your head is, these are bad kids. But no, they're children. This is the way that children behave. I never have thought that there's such a thing as a bad child. Sometimes I think there are bad parents, but there aren't bad kids. They're just kids. And we have to accept them and love them the way they are and learn what their behavior and communication styles are and learn to work with them. Probably my biggest challenge with my family has been getting over my natural inclinations for selfishness. And I have no problem admitting that. That's one of the reasons I never had children of my own, because I have no problem telling you, I'm a selfish person. I used to enjoy trips to Europe, trips all over the place, being able to go out and drop money on martinis and buying whatever I wanted. I enjoyed my lifestyle. I was happy, though, that I understood myself enough to know that having a child for my own self-gratification or because I didn't want to be lonely when I was older was the wrong reason to do it. Therefore, I never did. But what I've learned from being involved with family is that as a step-parent, selfishly pursue some of your own interests, but leave room for those selfless moments to be part of the family. And what I've found are ways to incorporate the children into my interests and to make them a part of what I'm doing and what I want to pursue, include them. I found that the children are interested in meditation and yoga. They like when I take out my tarot cards and tell them their fortunes. It just all has to be phrased in a way that a 4 and a 6-year-old can relate to. Therefore, I don't pursue anything in my life while excluding them. What I do is include them on the levels that they can relate to. I think in conclusion, what I've discovered through all of this is that there will always be challenges. But it's like the serenity prayer. Accept the things I cannot change. That's a big one. Find the courage to change and raise my voice with regards to the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference and when I should butt out and mind my own business. And I think that's been the big one.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow, that you've captured so many aspects of family life. The things that sort of stood out for me was how you are merging or integrating yourself into this new culture, you know, this family, and how you're just learning how to not give up yourself, but find a way to merge your interests and also respect what's already been existing in this family. I'm really admiring that.
I think respect is really the key here, respect and communication. Mm. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what Isabel is going to share with us today about listening.
Yeah, me too. And the other thing that I really enjoyed was how you articulated just about normal behavior with children, the punching, the kicking. I think a lot of us forget how often we did that when we were children. And suddenly we're adults and we shouldn't be doing that anymore, or we shouldn't, you know, have our children do that. So it's kind of neat to notice that and just be able to just watch it and just step in if there's ever a safety issue, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but for the most part, that's kind of, I mean, it's what puppies do too. I've noticed lots of mammals, young mammals, will frolic and...
Well, I hate to put it this way, but when I was asking someone at one point, what do I do with little boys? I had no clue. And she said to me, treat them like they're dogs. And I thought to myself, you have That's got ridiculous. To be joking me. But then what I realized is, if you look at it that way, think about it like puppies, the fact is that especially little boys like to play. They like to throw things, balls, not sticks, don't throw sticks. But, you know, they like to throw balls and they like to chase things and they like to play with toys that way and they like to run around. It's not that I look at them and I'm going to feed them out of bowls on the floor, but what I realized, though, is the mentality is very much the same. The activeness, the playfulness, the joyfulness to be outside, all of that. So yes, I think it's actually a fairly accurate analogy.
It's neat, I like that. And having two boys and two girls, I would say girls also display similar behaviors as well. So yeah, I love that. And actually, you know, I've been finding my inner child by joining in on the play. And it's that's really fun too. Just, you know, they encourage me to do that. And it's a lot of fun. If you wear glasses, take your glasses off and just hop in and do that. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Family Matters on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. This is Guelph's community radio station. And like all the programmers here on CFRU, I'm a volunteer here. And as a volunteer, we ask for donations. And we do this once a year. We do a fundraising drive called Raise Your Voice to keep us on the air. We do have our operating costs covered by the university students. However, any of the equipment that I'm looking at right now, and I know you can't see it here on the radio, but all of the equipment that we have is funded by donations from people that call in. So at any time, even while we're talking, I have a lady here who's helping us out with the phones. Her name is Sarah. Please call Sarah. Say, hi, Sarah. I'm calling in to make a donation. It can be as little as $5, $10, $15, $20. And I want to thank those people who have called in already. Barbara and Bob donated $5 to the show. And thank you so much for that. And also Judy Witte donated $20 to the show. So thank you so much, Barbara, Bob, and Judy, for doing that already. For folks who want to pledge a little bit more, for a donation of $175, I promise you we will do a happy dance here in the studio if you do that. And you'll also get a consultation with Alexandra Verge, who is from the Kura Naturopathic Clinic, and that is valued at $160. If you pledge $20 on the air here through this show, you'll get a DVD that all may be read. And I also have a ton of soft frisbees that you can use even in the wintertime indoors with your family, so you can have a bit of fun and play, as we were just talking about. And there's also other prizes as well. If you donate, you can get your choice of CDs, hoodies, and other CFRU paraphernalia. And if for any reason at all you don't want to call in, that's fine. You can always go to the CFRU website at cfru.ca. And there's a little button that says pledge here or donate. It'll take you right through to PayPal and you can pledge online. So thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Sunday mornings, we're here every morning talking about what matters most to families, and this is the show Family Matters. And we were just speaking to Rebecca Anstett about step-parenting and what that experience has been like for her. And next, I have Isabel Hershaw, and she's going to be speaking to us about listening, another hot topic on this show, because it's so very important in families, isn't it, Isabel?
Certainly is.
Great. So go for it.
Listening. I find listening one of the main communication systems, because if you listen, just think of a detective. When a detective goes into a room, this detective walks around the room. He listens. He smells, he touches, he feels. And that is all the things that come into listening. You just don't listen with one's ears. So remember the detective, that you go into the room and you use all your senses, because the detective can leave that room and within a very short time he can give you 50% of the reason that there was a murder. So listening is very important. Why I say listening is important, I have teenagers myself, and I've been very busy, and sometimes we don't listen to them. What causes? It causes conflict. So the one main thing, we must stop and listen each time our child pulls on our arms or says, "Mummy, I need to talk to you." Make it a priority to stop, because that child has something very, very important to tell you. That child may be getting bullied at school. He may be getting molested. He may be on the verge of a nervous breakdown. And if you don't stop and listen and take a warning, there will be trouble. I'll give you two incidents. I had a friend. He was a principal, and his wife passed away. And John was so in within himself, it was like a nervous breakdown. And his son kept coming to him and asking, "Dad," and John would say, "After, son, after." Sad to say, John's son committed suicide because John would not listen. So listening to me has such a strong influence in today, because what happens, everyone is on the computer and they don't have the time to stop and listen. And that is very, very sad. And I know it's within my own grandchildren. They can't sit at the table for 5 minutes and listen. And another key area is when a child is into a lot of mischief, it's because mum and dad won't take the time to listen. So if you're having troubles with your son in drugs or break and enter or all these different things, make a priority to listen, because that's what they're crying out for. They're crying out for attention. And attention is what we as adults and parents must always give our children, because they are gems within our life. Let them grow up to be strong and healthy. You know, I worked in the school system, and you could tell the children that we're talking now about not listening, we're talking now about seeing, using your five senses. You could see when a child was being molested. The sad face, the eyes are sad, and they're very abusive. So today we have a lot of this type of thing going on, but dad and mums, uncles and aunts, listen to that little child, because that little child telling you with their sad eyes, their body language, and the mischief that they're getting into, there is something behind that. These things don't come unless there's some problem behind. You know, I find that listening is one of the ways to avoid anger. And you're within a child. If you sit down and listen to them, and write out, if you don't want to take the likes of their questions at that time, say, "Okay, John, just write that down and Mum will attend to it." And if you're at work, sit down and read what John has said. Get into the habit when they're very small to write notes to one another. At least that's going to bring a communication with listening. It's, you know, a gentle response turns anger away. Just think, a gentle response turns anger away. And we must always be try our best to be a happy, strong family, because no one wants turmoil and hurt within a family. Now, one of the gentlemen I was coaching, he said one day, I lifted the phone and he said, Isabel, I must see you now. And I couldn't think. And this was a very successful businessman. He came in and he was crying like a baby. And Doug's son had committed suicide. And he said to me, Isabel, it was my fault. It was my fault. It was my fault because I didn't listen to him. What a sad thing that a parent has to go through this because they won't take a time out to just look, listen, feel and listen. And you can even tell if a young person's on drugs, all you need to do is to give them a cuddle and you can smell it on them right away. Catch these things when they're starting out, that it won't escalate into a tragedy like Doug's son. Ladies and gentlemen, make listening a priority in your life. Listening is, remember, listening is not always listening with one's ears. It's listening with all of one's being. And answer, be quick to listen and slow to speak. That's very important. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. Stop listening and start. Stop speaking and start listening. Because these things in life will build character within your children, and it also will build character within you. Don't let any tragedy within your family be so disturbing as Doug's, because it takes everything from your life, and your life has been changed forever just for the lack of you saying, Johnny, I'm going to sit down and listen to you. Watch their actions. Be prepared, because tragedy is just around the corner if you don't take time to listen. Ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you. Stop talking and listen and make it a priority today and every day of your life, because the rewards will be great and you will be a very, very happy family.
Thank you, Isabel. Wow. Just taking a minute to soak all that up. That was quite a message, and especially in light of some of the suicides that have been in the news lately, I think it's a very strong point that you make, how important listening is. So thank you very much for sharing it. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. This is Guelph's community radio station, and this is the show Family Matters. I'm your host, Wendy McDonald, and in our studio today I have Rebecca Anstett and Isabel Hershaw. And we've been talking about listening and also about what it's like to have a family when you're new to that experience, being a step-parent. And for folks who are just tuning in, we are in the midst of a funding drive called Raise Your Voice. And for those folks who don't know, please give us a call and make a pledge at 519-837-CFRU. That's 519-837-2378. And keep us, you know, doing what we're doing here, like all the programmers here at CFRU. I'm a volunteer and want to continue doing this work, and would love the support that can happen when we have donations from folks
that are listening. And that means that we have recorders and equipment that we can use and that are easy to use, a new website that can help people direct us to our shows. So that's important. And I want to just now spend the next half of this hour just kind of going a little bit deeper into what it's like to be in a family and this important topic of listening. And I like what Rebecca Anstead had said about selfishly pursuing some of our interests and including our family in that, and how we integrate ourselves and our family and how we build a life together. And I especially enjoyed, Isabel, you mentioning that this builds character in ourselves and in our children when we take the time, slow down, stop, and just notice the life that's happening right before our eyes. So I appreciate that. So for those folks calling in, please call in at 519-837-CFRU. But we're going to continue our conversation here about those things. So how do we do that? How do we take the time to slow down? Because a lot of parents will say, yes, but we're both working. And when we get home from work, we've got dinner to make. We've got homework to do. We've got extracurricular activities to do. How the heck are we going to be able to slow down and be able to notice what's going on in us? Any thoughts?
Well, if you went out today, Wendy, and there was a car accident, wouldn't you have to slow down?
Mm-hmm.
What is your priority? Does it mean getting up 1 hour earlier in the morning? Does it mean turning off that television for 2 hours? Priorities can be made if you put your children number one.
Mm. So it's a matter of focusing on what you want to do.
Yes, it's very, very important to focus. You know, in life, we have choices. Choices to be a better mother and father. Choices to ignore the existing things that are going around about us. So make these choices. Get up 1 hour early in the morning. Turn off that TV. Have fun with your children. And get to know them. Because in this day of technology, we have lost contact with our children. And it's a very sad. I can see it within my own family. They have barely time to sit down to have a supper, but they're up, away to television or computers. Do not let computers and technology destroy your family or your children.
Mm. So what I'm hearing is just that dedicated space, that every day that you have time together with your family and that you make that a priority. And whether that's breakfast or lunch or dinner, that you can have that time to do that. Excellent. I remember, you know, when that used to be the norm, wasn't it? We didn't have computers or iPods or those kinds of things. Yeah, although we've had TV for a long time, too.
You know, it's funny. We were very great people for picnics.
Oh.
We belonged to unions and friends that had run unions. And we used to go to picnics, and you know, there was so much fun. We played with Frisbee, we did runs, free baggage race, and all types of things. As a family, it has died. Let us revive these things. Because that's where things are built and strengths are built within the family.
Mm.
Having fun together. Just even taking a day out to go fly a kite.
Mm.
What is more invigorating than in the park running after a kite as a family? Even as adults, I find it very exciting.
Mm. Thank you. Rebecca, do you have any thoughts on that?
Absolutely. The fact is that I think that not only have we lost touch with our families, in this day of technology, we have lost touch with our fellow human being.
Mm.
We are so wrapped up with Let's say, for example, we are more concerned about what Lindsay Lohan or one of these other pseudo-celebrities have done. We're concerned about things like this. And I have to ask you, why? Why do we care about what Paris Hilton wore yesterday? Why is any of this irrelevant data at all important to our lives? The fact is that I think our priorities have become supremely skewed. We focus our attention on things that don't matter, on things that if we eliminated them from our lives, would not impact our life in the slightest, save for getting rid of negative and useless information and making room for things that are positive. I look at our lives and how much we are lacking mindfulness. I would like to challenge all of you. Do you remember what you ate for dinner yesterday? Or did you eat it so fast that all you remember was your stomach was full afterwards? Think about it. We are lacking mindfulness. How often do we take the time and actually take a couple of breaths? Think about what we're doing in the process, or is it just begun and over so fast that it's just a vague memory in all of these vague memories in our lives? And I would like to relate that back to what Isabel was saying. Let's think. Think and listen. When you're listening, don't just listen with your ears. Take the extra few seconds to listen with your heart. Actually feel it. And that's really a part of being mindful. That when you're in an experience, you're not just in it with part of yourself, you're in it fully. And when you're fully in something, let's just say back to your dinner, you don't just know that there's dinner in front of you, you can taste it. You feel it going into your stomach, you feel it nourishing you. And at the same time, you look around the table at your family. Don't just gulp your food down, swallow it. Take a moment and make conversation with your children before eating. Even if you're not, let's say, a Christian or of some other faith, take the time to hold hands with everyone. And maybe everyone could say, what did I do today that I'm grateful of? And be thankful for what you have and what you're doing together. All of these simple things only take a few extra seconds. Yet, we seem to find the time to look at this junk on the internet or to take the time to watch television shows that are not going to enrich us in any way. So why don't we take a couple extra minutes, even a couple extra seconds, and put that energy into something more important?
Be very mindful of our choices.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Just to let you know, you're listening to CFRU on 93.3 FM. This is Guelph's community radio station. And so far, we have raised over $1,000 for CFRU. We've just begun our funding drive. It's just started today, and it's going to continue until next Sunday. So, woohoo! And for folks that have called in, I just want to say thank you so much to Laura and Richard, who donated $6 to our cause here at CFRU, and also to Alex and Stephanie, who donated $10. And as you can see, any amount that you want to give to CFRU is really appreciated. Thank you so much for calling in. And at any time during this show, please do. Our request line is 519-837-CFRU. That's 519-837-2378. And we have prizes. We have a consultation with a naturopathic, Dr. Alexandra Verge. We also have a DVD. We've got CDs. We have T-shirts. There's some exciting stuff going on here at the radio station, so please give us a shout while we're talking.
Today we've been talking to Rebecca Anstett and Isabel Hirshaw about step-parenting and listening and the importance of listening, and in particular in the context of step-parenting. I just really enjoying the way that this particular topic, by the way, comes up often. It's one of the, because I have a blog, cfrufamily.wordpress.com, and you can visit it anytime to find out what shows are coming up, what shows have we done. The podcasts are posted up there as well. And blended families is one of the most visited topics on that blog. It is so common. Half the families are ending in divorce these days. And so step-parenting, blended families is a topic that touches many, many lives. So I'm so appreciating, Rebecca, that you're coming in and talking to us about that. And Isabel, bringing your wisdom as a mother and a grandmother to this show, how important it is for us to create those rituals of listening and making our families a priority. I mean, that's really what this show is all about. Thank you so much for both of you coming on the show. We have about 15 minutes left of the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about those things. So at any time, please give us a call and donate at 519-837-2378. But I want to talk a little bit about, what are we listening for? So we've talked about that we're listening not just with our ears, but with our eyes, our bodies, our heart, kind of picking up. But what are we listening for? Isabel, did you want to share a little bit more about that?
We're listening for signs. It's very important to listen for signs. I mean, in the sense of a child's body language. Why is that child's body language not like a normal child? Is that child being molested? Listen. Also, and smell that child, is the hearing in that child is very, very important, because we have the ability to have the wisdom to detect things. And I strongly believe each listener should pick up Dale Carnegie's book, one of the old masters, and you can pick that up in the library at any time. And that book will give you vast information as to how to conduct yourself and how to truly be a better person, be a better parent. Some of the old masters really touch my heart. And no matter how old they are, Dale Carnegie is worldwide. And go out and I challenge you. Get all the answers in Dale Carnegie's book.
So Dale Carnegie is which is the, what's his book titled?
They've got all type listening skills and parenting. Listening skills, parenting. Okay. And all, there's lots of books on Dale Carnegie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much for that tip. Rebecca, did you want to add a little bit more about what are we listening for and how might we improve our listening skills? What did you learn as you started to blend in with your new family?
What I have learned has been to discount the obvious. And what I mean by that is, if you say to a child, "How was your day?" and they give you a brief little flighty response and want to run off to the computer or run off to the TV, delve a little deeper. Don't just listen to, "Oh, it was good, blah, blah, blah," and then they run off. Ask them about something. What was your favorite class today? What did you do with your friends? Did your teacher do anything that made you happy? Even something as basic as, "How was your lunch?" Don't approach children with closed-ended questions. Mm. Approach with open-ended questions that allows them to provide more information, and if they don't, it gives you the opportunity to probe yourself and receive more information. And that's something I've learned, because Children have troubles at school, and I can relate to this topic very much because I was bullied excessively when I was in grade school. And I look back on it, and I had a terrible time. I don't think my parents asked the right questions. I don't blame my parents. What I do blame, in some ways, is a failing of the system, because it was pretty obvious that I was being beaten up at school and I was being harassed, but no one did anything about it. Now, as an adult, I don't resent what happened, but rather I see that it has given me insight to look at a child who's perhaps being bullied or not being treated properly and be able to ask them questions and being able to relate to them in a way that I hope they tell me if something is going on. I don't want to see any child ever have to go through what I went through. And I will do anything possible to ensure that doesn't happen. And going back to myself as a child, I realized that if only one person had said to me, "I understand. I relate to you. Give me a hug and tell me it's going to be okay and that we'll find a way to work through it," it might have made my life just a little bit better. And I think it's just really important that, I guess, that we extend that love and that care, because just a little bit can go a long way. I think about what Isabel said, and anyone who's in a bad place, it's amazing how just a touch from a stranger or a word of wisdom and compassion can make a huge difference. In our lives, as I mentioned earlier, we are so caught up with technology and with useless things that don't make a difference. I would like to challenge everyone, who cares what this celebrity wore, how their makeup job was done, and what is the result of their latest nose job? Who cares? Come on, people. Let's get with the program. It doesn't matter. Let's focus on what matters. Our families, our children, and our fellow human beings. Let's get our priorities straight.
Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate you saying that. Yeah. I mean, that's why I chose the title Family Matters and talking about what matters most to families. Oh, and that's you're listening to Family Matters on CFRU 93.3 FM. And as we wrap up this show, we've been talking about step parenting and listening with all of our being, not just our ears. Be quick to listen and slow to speak, as I heard Isabel say. Thank you so much. I was listening. Isabel wanted to share something.
For all parents and teenagers, one of the finest ways to listen is to join Toastmasters. It opens up doors, and we have a lovely club, Stonewood Toastmasters in Guelph, and that will improve your communication and listening skills. I challenge you, look it up, and you will be welcome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I think if you can just do Stone Road Toastmasters, if you just search on that online, it'll bring up the blog, won't it? Yeah. And the other thing we do on the show, not only do we have guests, and I have been sending out a notice, I would love to share children's voices on the air, and I just want to make a challenge out there. Any one of you who might like to share what's important to you, please come talk to me, email me at wendy@compassionatesolutions.ca. You can also contact the station at any time, and you can even just do our request line, the 837-CFRU or 837-2378, and you can just leave a message for me, and I will get a hold of you. because I'm so interested in hearing the voices that are often not heard. I really want to create a forum that where our children's voices can be heard. So I'm starting to urge and request to for people to get out there and see if there's someone who might want to do that. So that is one of the requests that I have. The other thing that we do on the show is we announce events that are coming up. And on Wednesday, November 3rd at the Teitler Public School from 7 to 8:30 p.m., we have a speaker. His name is Michael Reist. He is an educational consultant, and he is doing a presentation on Boys and Girls Learn Differently. Boys and Girls Learn Differently. And that's going to be at Teitler Public School on Wednesday, November 3rd from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Michael Reist is a teacher, author, and speaker. I've seen him speak. He's quite entertaining and enlightening. He's been on TVO, and he's been interviewed by the National Post, the Burlington Post, and Today's Parent Magazine, to name a few. And about the topic, Boys and Girls Learn Differently, he mentions that there are gender differences that have a profound influence on learning and behavior. Boys and girls' brains operate differently. We think and communicate differently, and that's based on current brain research. And there are a ton of implications for teaching and for parenting as well. So please go check that out. Michael Reist at Teitler Public School on Wednesday, November 3rd. And as we wrap up this show, you've been listening to Family Matters on CFRU 93.3 FM. I want to say thank you to my dad and grandma for their donation of $5 as well. Thank you so much. And for all of the folks that have donated to this show and to CFRU, thank you so much. The next show that's coming up is Kids Time, and Kyle will be coming up and doing a whole show all about kids, and he's often got guests and music and stories, so stay tuned for that. Before we go, I want to let you know that on October 31st, that's Halloween, we are going to do another fundraising show, and we'll have some more guests and some more topics. So, you know, stay tuned for that. Join us every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on CFRU. The show is Family Matters. And before we go, one last sort of tip, words of wisdom, about what you've learned and what parents can take with them as they go through their day to help promote the kind of mindfulness that we've been talking about on the show. What would you suggest? Well, the one thing I was going to, as you sort of think about those thoughts, the one thing that I really enjoyed was stopping and listening. Make that a priority. Listen with all of our hearts, all of our being. Look at what's actually going on. If your child is saying, "Mommy, mommy, mommy, please give me some time," that attention is important. It matters.
One tip that I have, based on some recent research I was reading online, I saw an article that said, are we drugging our children, aka drugs for ADHD or other conditions, in relation to small boys? Are we drugging them simply for being boys? Mm. And my tip is, if you think that your child is hyperactive and perhaps if they're not behaving correctly, first look at what they're eating. Second, look at what their gender is. Therefore, I am actually planning to attend this event at Teitler. That's actually the school that my partner's children go to.
Oh, terrific.
Because the fact is, maybe they're just exhibiting their gender-specific behavior. So, you know what? Maybe your child isn't ADHD. Maybe your child is behaving normally for a small boy. I think the gender differences are very important to take into account.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Control your tongue for a positive response. Pay attention to those you love. Who am I? Core values. beliefs and principles. Be quick to listen.
Super. Thank you so much, Isabel. And as we get ready for Kyle's show, Family Matters, I'm going to play one last song so that we can go out with. This is going to be He Mina Mormina from the Rankin family. And it's one of my favorite lullabies. And that's one of the things I was going to suggest, is one of the ways that we can connect with each other and listen to each other is, you know, first thing in the morning, we can snuggle up, or at the end of the day, just start to share our stories about the day. So this would be a lullaby to maybe help out with that. So enjoy your weekend. Join us next Sunday on Family Matters on CFRU 93.3 FM. Thank you so much.